Oh, let's talk to the man of the hour. Oh, he's a bulldog. President Trump, good morning.
You gangsta.
Hey, good morning, Turd Smelly. It's good to be with me again.
Well, we just heard from you in the big press conference yesterday. We got to begin. The election's over. Democrats, though, took control of the House. You can't be happy.
Yeah, you know what? If you watch the horrible coverage on BSNBC with Lion Brian Williams, you'd think there weren't any Republicans left in the Congress. Fake news again.
So are you worried at all about the Democrats being in control?
Of course I'm worried about the Democrats. I mean, after all, they are the party of crime. The last thing this country needs is a powerful organization filled with criminals. But that's why we have the NFL.
So we have to ask you about former AG Jeff Sessions resigned at your request.
Look, I just thought it was time that we had an attorney general who didn't sound like he just escaped from the set of Hee-Haw, okay? Is that too much to ask? I mean, frankly, it's hard to strike fear in the hearts of America's lawbreakers when your attorney general sounds like Hazard County Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane, okay? Look, if you really want to know, between you and I let Sessions go so he can head back to Santa's workshop to help the other elves in time for Christmas. Busy time of year for them. But look, just to show Jeff Sessions there's no hard feelings, I've invited him to my Jim Acosta pinata party. Whoever's first to break open the life-size papier-mâché replica of CNN's most hated reporter, I'll give them a $50 gift card to Chick-fil-A. Okay? Have you had their chicken sandwiches? Fantastic. And Jeff, if Jeff can hold onto the bat the way Jim holds onto a microphone, I think he can win.
Yeah. Now, how are you going to pick a permanent replacement to serve as AG?
Well, everything is being taken care of.
Okay.
There's nothing to worry about at the Justice Department. A permanent replacement for Jefferson Davis Hogg Sessions will be announced as soon as I look over the resumes that are coming in from Indeed, from Google Careers, and there are even a few suckers still using LinkedIn, believe me.
Well, listen, we saw and heard your press conference yesterday, CNN's Jim Acosta up to his old tricks.
You know, I swear, that guy hogs the microphone more than Torque. I had no choice but to take away Acosta's press credentials. But I will tell you, Acosta's actually good for CNN. Yeah, he makes Wolf Blitzer seem like an honest and principled reporter. And let's be honest, is there anyone at CNN who's actually likable? I mean, I don't trust any of them, including Fareed Zakaria. Very untrustworthy. Seriously, I wouldn't trust Fareed to be my Uber driver.
Now, you mentioned in an interview over the first 2 years you regretted your tone and that you're going to have a much softer stance going forward. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. So many people would love it if I softened up, but you have to admit, it is a tremendous tone. I mean, I could cut glass with this tone, believe me. Actually, I came up with the perfect way to soften my tone. Whenever I need to, I just look at a picture I have of Stormy Daniels with an ear of corn in her mouth, and boom, my tone is instantly soft. Works every time.
And, Mr. President, we have to get your thoughts on Alec Baldwin getting arrested over the weekend, charged for misdemeanor assault. Were you surprised?
Not really. If Alec should be arrested for anything, it's that ridiculous impression he does of me. Seriously. He thinks I sound like that. I've seen mimes who do a better job. But frankly, I'm not surprised Alec got in trouble. He's a lunatic. I mean, this is what crazy people do. I heard somebody took his parking spot and he beat the hell out of the guy. It wasn't Rosie O'Donnell, was it? Because, oh my God, how amazing would that have been, am I right?
Well, fine, we got to ask. Okay, the First Lady, she had her recent big trip to Africa, and her Cairo hotel bill was over $95,000. She didn't even spend one single night there.
Yeah, part of that's not true. Her actual hotel bill was closer to $1,000. She was charged the other $94,000 for taking a bottle of water from the minibar. Seriously, that's how they get you. You got huge debt, believe me. So no $95,000, that's a total billing error. When we booked the room, we specifically requested the Esol country rate.
Thanks for calling, President Trump.
Later, dork and idiot.